It's funny that you went so high.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
Sheriff John Brown.
Okay, no, always no, 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 no.
Welcome to Respectfully Podcast. I'm Andrea Allen.
I'm Lizzie Cassidy, and our guest today has a new special out on Nateland YouTube. It's called Half of We. Everybody,
right.
Welcome to the show, Steve Rogers.
Hi.
Welcome. Oh, and friend in real life, I forgot to say.
Friend in real life.
Friend in real life.
And you did it with the amount of energy I requested.
You're welcome.
Yeah. He's got a new special or whatever, and I saw it, and I could... It's just another added comedy special.
He's got a new special, and we've met a couple times.
Yeah.
No, no. He's our friend.
He's our friend. He's a horny Paddington bear, and he's here to fuck.
This is when my DM should, like, this when my handle should pop up.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And we have, people have DM'd our guests before if they request it.
Yeah.
So just
oh, really?
Know that's an option.
Sure.
And it's men, right?
It. The DMs or the people asking?
No, I was joking that men would DM me.
They could.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
Well, what about if they just want to be friends and check out your comedy?
All right. Everyone DM me.
Everyone send pictures of their cock and ball to Steve.
One ball. Full cock, one ball. Send it to Steve.
That was the other working title.
Yeah. Friend of the show and person who's guessed it twice, and you've only guessed it once. That's weird.
Yeah, I was listening to the show, and I listened to my good friend Sam Evans.
Yeah.
You guys were talking about how fun it was. He was on twice. And
Yeah, it was. It was fun.
It was cool.
He got some DMs.
He did?
That's what I'm saying. He was like hot moms with big old freckly titties.
And they DM'd him with their husbands and their profile pictures. And shout out to you. I'm obsessed with that.
Yeah.
Big fan of freckles over here.
Yeah.
Wow.
And husband in the profile picture and was like...
on the wedding day.
Yeah.
In the profile picture.
Yeah.
Like, you could not argue that that wasn't her husband.
Wow.
So shout out to you, you fucking
slut.
Fucking
I love
big,
you.
Stupid slut. I mean, you got left famously. So if you want to participate and be the bad guy in a breaking up of a marriage, I think that would be great for you. Healing.
I'm all for paying it forward. No, I don't want to break up any people that finally got to get married, and I'm sure it was something they wanted to do.
Sure. Yeah. Totally.
Check out Steve's special for the whole story.
Yeah.
If you want tea on the whole story, get into the special.
I gotta tell you, telling sad sentences like this is a new, really fun thing.
Yeah.
That's what this is for. It's to get people to open up.
Yeah. That's true. You don't seem like a person who would classically have a bad life. You know what I mean? Like, you don't give off, I had a bad life energy.
I'm like us.
Now, we are. People are like, dead dads. Yeah. But
for
you,
sure.
Welcome.
No, Rick Rogers still killing it.
Hey. Yeah.
I'm going to keep pointing at that.
Your dad's a nice guy.
My dad's great. My dad likes you.
I met your dad and your mom. They're great people.
Yeah, my parents are great. They just visited because I did the Beacon.
And, ladies, life flex.
That's right.
Yeah.
And
he does theaters and his parents love and like him.
That's right.
DM him.
Freckles.
Well, you're an anxious little freak. I do forget that about you because you really hold it together, but you are crumbling inside.
Yeah, I'm pushing it down.
Yeah.
But I'm always freaking out. Yeah.
So I am an anxious freak also, but I think I'm one of those until you know me, you don't know how deeply I'm suffering because I'm always like, I'm confident, I'm social, I'm having a great time, but
people say that about me too.
Yeah. And we're both crumbling.
Crumbling. Very much crumbling.
But I made a list. My therapist was like, the pod's over.
Bit of the episode.
Yeah, dude.
That was
episode
great.
Title out the gate.
Yeah.
So I'm a big old
Crumblebee tuna.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Fuck, now I gotta come up with one. I don't
go,
have it.
Fast, without thinking, go.
Fuck. I'm a failure. No one thinks I'm funny. I'm the less funny one in the pod. But no, I have my therapist.
And there's the crumble.
Yeah, there's a crumble.
And therein lies the crumble.
And there it is. I was showing, not saying. It was good writing, but my therapist made me put together a list of fears that I have.
Wow. Awesome.
And like separated. I like separate.
One, spiders.
Yes.
Is that number one?
No, number one
but
is
wouldn't
like,
it be funny if it wasn't like failure, it was spiders?
Mites. a type of Amazon spider.
Yeah. That fish that swims up people's penises.
Oh, my God.
I don't even have a penis, and I'm afraid of that.
Do you know about
that fish?
Oh, yeah, in the Amazon River. If you pee in the river, there's a fish that'll swim up your penis and live there.
Yeah.
Wow.
It goes up the stream like a salmon.
Yeah.
But into your penis.
But into your penis.
Yeah.
Wow.
That goes on your list now,
so
baby.
If there are any of those out there, DM Steve.
Yeah. No, but
there'll be lots of room.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey,
you guys bring it out of me. I don't know if I like it.
I know, we really do.
That was very distasteful, actually.
that's what the officials say.
Yeah. Oh my God.
He's on.
He's on, ladies. He's on. But
Crumbalina.
Oh my God. Fuck. And I haven't even gotten one. I'll just sit in the corner writing. fuck, I gotta leave. No, so it was like I separated it by category.
Let's get ready to crumble. Yeah. Okay, hey! Keep going.
Let's get ready to crumble.
Wow.
Thank you.
God damn it, you guys are good. So my stupid list or whatever. Who cares?
Crumble in the jungle.
Fuck.
Yeah, but that's just another rumble one.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that was good. But I was basically the point was I'm being paralyzed in every one of them was touching plants and getting poisoned by
the plant poison.
Yeah. And I was like, God.
I don't have plants in my home, and a big reason is because of bugs.
Yeah.
I feel like they live in them.
They do live in them.
And I don't want that.
The bugs.
You know, like once a year you hear a story, don't silently. If you're going to laugh on the microphone.
I'm sorry.
They climb up your vagina hole.
They climb up your vagina, but also I feel like every Christmas.
A lot of climbing going on.
Every Christmas you hear a story about a family who brought home a Christmas tree and a million spiders were born inside it.
Yes.
And then they escaped into the home.
Sounds
I don't
like
that
fun
kind
tree.
Of stuff. I'll go on record and say I don't like that kind of stuff.
No.
Yeah.
I don't care for it.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, this is touching every element of my life.
Yeah, you had to write down touching plants and tell another adult you're afraid.
Yeah. Sucks.
That explains that the 12 days of Christmas when they go 5,000 spiders.
And a bunch of birds. It's all birds.
That's a lot
that
of birds
thing.
For all the spiders.
Yeah,
to eat them.
Yeah.
What are you afraid of?
Yeah, what's on your list? I mean, the worst thing ever that could happen already happened to you.
No, that's
the
not...
one person who loved you left you. But
there
beyond
are worse
that.
Things.
No,
there
there'll
are
be
worse
others
things.
That do it.
Yeah,
but,
And in Steve's DMs, if you want to leave him.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to start with leaving me.
If you want to leave him, he needs a new hour. You just put one out.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's not I guess that's the worst thing in a while that's happened.
Yeah.
But it's not, you know, like, it's whatever. Like, we were talking about it. It's better that it happened before we got married.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's a good person.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. But all right, that was to get a laugh, and it didn't. No,
we do think she's a good person. No,
I was doing.
I know.
I do think she's great, you know, and it just didn't work out. This is so weird to do in these glasses.
I love
it. It's perfect.
But it's good because when I cry, it ends right here.
Yeah, and it does feel like you're about to sing a song about it.
Yeah,
you know,
and this
or a rap, like a crumble rap,
but
crumble rap.
No, I got it. I liked it.
Thanks, buddy. I haven't been listening to you. I've just been like crumble,
mumble, tumble, tumble.
But the cool thing is, like, when something horrible happens, you really enjoy life.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's really great.
Well, you have to.
Yeah.
Every time something horrible happens to me, I'm like, but. Flowers,
100%. Like,
dude, I was
the
most.
You start to find little things.
Yeah,
you're like,
yes.
You're like, and I have clean water.
Yeah,
a ray of sunshine through a pane of glass.
Totally,
a cat sleeping under that ray of sunshine.
Yeah, and you have cats.
I have two cats.
Yeah. Oh, I like your cats a lot.
My
he
cats
has a
rule.
Naked one.
Yeah,
I have a naked cat.
Not hairless. Yeah. He just doesn't let it wear clothes. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's hairless and it's awesome.
He takes his fur off like this.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have two cats. I've got my own apartment, you know.
Yeah,
like,
ladies.
Yeah, I life's great, and
you have a comedy special, and you just did the Beacon Theater.
Yeah.
That's right.
What are you actually? What are you?
Yeah,
have
what
to
are
complain
you?
About?
What are you fucking running your mouth about?
You know, hurt.
Yeah.
But no, I'm good now. But it was a work in progress for sure.
Yeah, you were a whip.
Tough year, for sure. Yeah.
Wild year.
Wild year.
Yeah.
Truly wild. And I was the most festive I've ever been in the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
You feel the holidays extra.
Hey, yeah, that'll happen.
You really got to fake the funk on the holidays.
Like Halloween, I was like, I'm going to dress up. Like, I hadn't dressed up in a few years. Yeah. Well, I would dress up in couples costumes, and then the other person
really
in the couple
turn
would
out.
Go do spots, and I would be in half the costume.
But you're dressed as an outlet. There's no plug.
You do full drag.
I loved her, but I would dress in half. I still love her. She's great. But we would do couples costumes. She'd go out for the night, and I'd be in half a couple's costume. That made absolutely
that's
no
awesome.
Sense.
Yeah, that's hilarious. I love that.
Yeah.
And both times, it was a guy where I had a mustache and a suit. So I just looked like a creepy weird.
You were just a guy. Yeah. You were just a different guy.
Kind of a weird guy.
What did you do last year?
I was Ace Ventura.
Oh, that's fun. Great. Great bit.
That's fun.
Yeah.
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 Did you have a big fake, what is it, a rhino that he came out of?
Yeah. No, I'm still looking for her.
Yeah. DM. Hey.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does the anxiety, has your general anxiety lessened now that something crazy happened?
Unfortunately, it's about real life stuff and not spiders anymore. I used to be afraid of bats. And I'm still afraid of bats, but now it's, do I have enough money right now?
Yeah, that's
a big one.
Yeah.
And I don't.
And I do, but I'm
pissing
it away.
And I'll go on record and say I don't, but it's fine.
I'll do good. I do well on the road and stuff, but then it's like just to keep where I'm at.
Yeah.
I'm not growing money-wise.
Yeah, I'm doing this cool thing where I'm spending all of my money immediately on something I really want.
Yeah, love that.
Like going to Europe or going to a music festival and then going, well, where did that go? Yeah. What the hell happened there?
I think we're all kind of doing like a smoke 'em if you got 'em mentality right now, because the world is so scary that you're leopard print chair.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Someone's looked at my Amazon cart.
Yeah, right?
Ain't nothing wrong with all the leopard print in the home.
You ordered, you big freak.
My boyfriend is really like, sorry.
My husband is really sorry.
My fiance was a man and he left.
My boyfriend has really put like his foot down about how much animal print I'm allowed to have in the home.
Wow.
And I'll tell you what, I've completely ignored that.
Yeah.
I just keep buying it. And I'm in the market for a zebra footstool if anyone knows what a good one.
Wow.
I'll check Facebook Marketplace for you, babe.
I need it.
Well, this actually kind of dovetails, big word, into my first respectfully segment.
Dovetails, big word.
Yeah, dovetails.
Arguably two small words, but keep going.
What's a dovetail look like?
I have one.
Oh, yeah, Lizzie's got...
That's a dove.
I don't really know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't really
know. So what's
know.
That expression mean?
Dovetails.
I don't really know. I think it means relates to. Like,
oh, okay.
It fits in.
It flows.
It's progressing.
Ah. You know?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. So this really crumbles. Okay, the next segment
is... you crumbled over it.
Yeah.
Stumbled over it? Is that anything?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. We lost it.
Better than anything that I've done so far. All right, so my next segment, because you're talking about money, and I've been thinking about this. So often on the incel internet, which I tend to find myself on in like a hate watch way, there's this like, oh...
Would you find yourself on? Because I just won't fuck you.
Yeah.
Because we have a running bit where Andrea's in love with me and I'm not reciprocating. Yeah.
I love that.
Totally funny bit.
I have that same bit with a lot of women.
Dude, classic comedy.
End of the list.
Yeah.
Steven Rogers comedy.
Yeah. So I'm on these hate watch, trails, and often we've talked about this in the past. There's like absolute twos being like, women only go after you for your money.
Yeah.
And we've said before, like, you don't have any money, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
But I'd like to bring this to the forefront respectfully. of course women are going after men for money.
Thank you.
We want nice things.
We want money. Have you and met, we're not making it.
Have you met money? I love her.
I love her.
Oh my
I
God.
I love her. Who would play her?
Hopefully me. Oh my God. And it's like, it's so.
Kiki Palmer, I bet.
It's such a ridiculous premise to be like money, the thing that we're all dying to get and need to survive. Why would you be so shallow as to want that?
Also, it's okay to have things that bring you up league-wise that aren't about your appearance or personality.
Yeah.
Like, you have money. You can fuck hotter women. That's good.
Yes.
That's good for the economy.
It's trickle-down to economics. Trickle down on
that's freakonomics.
Hey.
I don't have a problem. I don't take issue with that.
Yeah.
It is. That must be men that don't have money.
Sure.
But as a guy that mentioned that he has enough to stay where he is, that money is going towards women.
Yeah, of course.
And it should.
And I have no problem
doing
that.
We're so nice.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are great.
Give us money, Steve.
You keep looking at me if I put money down.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
It is nice.
I'm fine with that transaction.
Well, because there's transactions there's transactions everywhere in relationships, and that makes it seem like impersonal and cold. But it's not, because there's transactions in friendships. It's not a dirty word to be like, needs are being met, and if my need is that I want a diamond encrusted leopard, then I'm gonna find some fucking guy to get it for me.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, what is, if these people, these men that say this don't have money and they're just salty because that women have figured out how to find the guy with money.
Also, if you're so salty about that, grow a fucking personality. Because I'll tell you what, I know plenty of funny men whose girlfriends are paying their bills.
Yeah.
But they're really funny.
Yeah.
So figure that out. Become really funny.
Yeah.
Or be like so hot and nice.
Sensitive.
Do something.
Be a nice guy.
If you don't want women to go after your money, be something worth spending money on.
Yeah, nice, funny, sensitive. Out on the road with Nate Bargatze, Brian Regan, and Tom Papa, you know?
Can commit because previously was engaged and then left.
Yeah, I've been known to give diamonds out.
Damaged, which in an edgy way, in a cool edgy way now.
Yeah. I did add some edge.
Yeah,
it did add some edge. You really found your edge being left.
There's kind of an energy.
Which I love.
An energy to you now where I'm like, go off, queen.
I've been pushing Steve towards the edge for probably 8 years.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, we finally got there.
Yeah, I'm
there. We're finally there.
Yeah.
We're finally buying leather.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I don't have leather yet.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
Didn't you? Yeah. Girl.
What do you get, girlfriend?
Don't make me bring it up.
Do you have a leather jock strap? You little freak bitch.
I have leather shorts.
Yeah.
You have leather shorts?
Hot pants, one would say.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. What for what occasion?
I went to a rave.
Did you?
Yeah.
And that's probably where you'd like
it.
To leave.
Yeah,
it.
Totally. Yeah, yeah. Also, like the she only wants money thing is women when they start to age, we're like, we got bills, dude.
Mm-hmm. Also, not for nothing, a lot of women want kids, and guess what that costs?
Yeah.
Money.
Exactly.
Right.
Did you see that thing? This is like politics adjacent, so I'll tread lightly. But
I'm a Trump supporter, so we try to make it a safe space.
I knew
for me.
From the hemp.
Yeah. Nice.
There was this thing where they like were proposing this idea that the government would give women $5,000 if they have a baby.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Did you not hear about this?
I think I did, but I'm only remembering it now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, you don't
you
stay
really
up with
care about
women's
issues.
Yeah. Okay.
Seems like you guys are doing fine.
Yeah. The thing about that to me is that so doesn't cover the cost of a baby.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I'm just playing the part of these glasses and this fedora.
You are. Oh, yeah. $5,000 doesn't cover anything.
$5,000 doesn't even come close to baby money.
No.
If you want me to have a baby, give me $1,000,000.
And a surrogate.
And a surrogate. Yeah. And a maid. Yes. And then I'll still ignore it largely.
And a baby. Yeah.
I'll largely ignore the baby.
And some other woman's baby. Who I can then give back to her when I'm
done
with it.
$5,000 to have a baby. I'll kill you. Yeah, that's crazy. Insane.
I don't know what, that wouldn't even cover the first.
The hospital.
No.
That's not even a pussy. One pussy doctor visit.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Did they change what they're called?
Pussy doctors. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. 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 Officially. On the new administration, they're pussy guys.
Whoa.
Yeah. They're pussy doctors for pig whores is the full title. But.
Wow.
Mostly pussy doctors.
Yes.
There we go.
P-W.
I'm going to send you over to the pig whore department to fill out your paperwork.
Thank you.
It's actually not covered under your deductible now because you're a pig whore. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to need to go over to the trad wife area.
I just started getting text messages from my pussy doctor that's like, we do Botox now. And I would just like to say, I'd like that to be a different department.
Yes.
Mm. You know what I mean? I'm all for it. Hey, put it in your face. If you want it,
sure,
get it. But the pussy doctor sending me, you're ugly.
Yeah.
Text messages is a little much, I'd say. Yeah. And it was like right after I went. So I was like, what, did they see me and decide that I probably wanted it?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
It's anyways, my special's on Nate Land.
Yeah.
It's clean comedy.
Wait, we have a lot of crossover with his audience.
Yeah. Classic. Well, so wait, as you're dating now in the world, one, are you trying to get back in a relation now that you've healed? And two, do you feel these bitches needing your money, these money-grubbing whores? Are you out there?
I have zero issue paying for the date.
Okay.
I really don't mind
it. Do you prefer to? I find a lot of guys prefer to.
Yeah. You should,
I guess,
probably.
I guess I prefer it. My thing is, especially the first one, I've most likely asked, so I should pay.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah.
That's
like
my thinking.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to you paying, I think we're in a place where it's like, we're going to see each other again.
Yeah.
If I'm allowing you to pay.
Allowing?
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Using your whore's debit card.
For me, when I say allow, it's me not fighting
the
gesture on your part.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do think it's more relationshipy once the girl starts paying.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Like,
Once I'm in a relationship, I'm like, okay, if this is a thing I really wanted to do that you're not super interested in, I'm going to pay for it.
Yeah.
Because I want to go to this restaurant or I want to do this. I want to go to this concert or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you're coming because I don't want to go alone.
Yeah.
So I'll pay for it. But before then, fucking put the debit card down.
Yeah.
Figure
Come
it
on.
Out.
Bitches be shopping.
Bitches
Keep up.
Be shopping.
Yeah.
And I can't stop.
Neither can I.
I was in between apartments when I was in Europe, brag. And
bitches
so
can't stop in.
So I was in.
Gotta give me one.
No, that's nothing.
Fuck.
I was in Europe. I didn't have an address.
Bitches not stopping.
Sorry. Crumble. So I didn't have an address, but I so badly needed to shop that I had a bag sent to Andrea's apartment.
Wow.
You did.
Wow. Yeah.
I needed it.
It was a beautiful bag.
While I was spending the most money I've ever spent in my life on the only vacation I've taken as an adult, I was like, but I need the bag.
Of course.
You did need the bag.
I know. I wish I got it before I went to Europe, but whatever. Whatever.
Whatever.
I'll go back.
Whatever.
Man, so, I thought I had it rough.
Yeah. I know.
It's really hard to be a woman right now.
All the
I was homeless.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
In Europe.
Yeah.
I went on a date with a woman, and I came to near where she lived for the bar we went to. I paid for the drinks.
Oh, she put near her apartment. That means she's
Slay.
Checking in if she wants to fuck one. Yeah. Oh, this is a few blocks from my house. Oops.
Whoa.
Whoops.
Or it means she hates the train.
Mm. Guess what?
Yeah.
It was the second one.
Could have been the first if you played it right. But
I did good.
Yeah.
She offered to pay for my Lyft.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Big dick move.
Yeah.
Or to get like, there?
To go home. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, wow. She had a really bad time, huh?
Hey.
She's like, well, gotta get you out of here.
I'm leaving things
By
out.
By any means
That's actually
necessary.
Such a fucking pimp move
it
on
is
a
pimp.
Woman's part.
Yeah.
Babe, I'll get your Uber. It's crazy to me.
Yeah.
All right. He's leaving things out, so maybe you did do a good job.
I did good.
Yeah.
Hey.
Ladies, DMs.
It's doing good when they say they really like you and you're a great guy, and then they say goodnight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's great.
That's doing good.
I'm killing
doing
it.
Good.
Yeah, and then they shake your hand.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, I would love the text the next day about how great I am to stop.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Actually, that's a great point. In general, kill that.
Yeah.
I hate that.
I understand. Let me be clear. You're being a good person. You know, you're being considerate of
it's
my.
It's polite.
It's polite. But I'm tired of hearing how great I am.
Yeah.
Followed by a rejection.
It's, yeah. It's polite, but it isn't like kind. You know? I'm very pro ghosting.
I am too.
In this situation, obviously, if you're in a relationship, that's evil. But in this situation, just you don't have to tell me why.
Oh man, now I'm more like I want the latter. I don't want the ghost.
You don't want the ghost. I love the ghost.
I love the ghost.
And more than anything, the mutual ghost.
Oh my god, ecstasy.
Oh,
my god.
Oh, mutual ghost is great.
Beautiful, beautiful thing between two people.
Yeah, right. Almost like falling in love in a different way. Like so not in love, but on the same page.
We can do this forever.
Yeah. Yes. We're kind of still together in the way that we're not.
Yeah.
I had plans the other day with 2-time respectfully guest Sam Evans, and we both just didn't text each other to cancel. And then I texted him the next day, and he was like, man, don't you love that? Don't you love to see it when two friends are on the same page about how we are not hanging out today?
Yeah, that's beautiful.
That is great.
What is the you're a great guy text? Because I've sent it, but I'm like married and happy now, so I've forgotten sort of that feeling. But since you're single now, tell me.
Like, so I've been on some dates that went well. Like, here's the thing. Like, they went... I'm like, well, and I'm like, oh, this is good. I'm not like, oh, it's a sure thing.
Yeah.
But it went really well. And then text the next day. And it's just, you know, you see the...
you see the paragraph coming down the fucking...
No one's ever sent a paragraph about how much they like you.
Yeah. It's never like, hey, you're a great guy, and I really had a good time with you, and I would like to do it again.
It's like being laid off a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a hard fire. It's like, we just don't have it in the budget for your personality and vibes.
Yeah. I think I'm fine with the... great guide text if it is the shortest text ever.
Yeah, sure.
Like,
yep.
Hey, you're great. I just wasn't feeling it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Something
that's
like
it.
That. And then I would I also get it. Like I know what to do following any of these texts.
Yeah.
But the long ones, I'm like,
and the answer is bring a gun to her house.
Yeah.
Yes. And
if
and
I'm
go,
so fucking
who's a nice guy now?
You want a bad boy? I'll show you a bad boy.
The gnome's gonna get it. I date women that have gnomes in their yard.
Yeah.
That seems right.
All women have gardens. Yeah. it's totally our thing.
But there was another question about I don't think I'm here's the thing about the relationship thing. It's like spooky now. Like I'm a little afraid of it now.
Yeah.
It does get spooky after a rough one.
Yeah, for sure.
It's no one's fault. Like I'm not like
you know.
Like I'm sure that the same's on the other end of it.
Yeah. No
it's
matter,
just like oof.
No, well, that's just what that's just the way it goes. You like
it's like the further you go up,
the harder you go
down.
Yeah,
the harder you come down and you're
and
like,
that's just
well,
the way the cookie crumbles.
Hey. There it is.
God damn it. Yes.
That was awesome.
Oh my God. We got there. We got there.
All right. Sorry.
Anyway,
you were being
so
sad
I'm really
or
scared of being loved again.
Yeah.
Hold it. Switch him.
And the fedora is giving I'm so deep.
And now we can go
and
again.
Now we're back. And the folks, we're back.
That it is interesting coming from someone who like whose parents like them and love them.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I can't imagine a more naive person being like, why wouldn't you want to be in a relationship? It's all great.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Women smell good and I love to have sex or whatever.
Right.
I don't know.
They have gardens.
But then something bad happens to you and you're like, then now you're with the rest of us.
Yeah.
The rest of us who get afraid all the time.
Yeah. It stinks because it's like, I think there's some good thing about being cynical relationship wise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because then you don't just date the first person you go on a date with.
Yeah, and I've been very clear when I go out with someone, like, hey, this is what has happened.
Yeah.
Not in gory detail, but like, this is the last thing I was in.
Yeah.
So I might get spooked off. I might,
yeah.
Like, let's go as slow as you're willing to go slow.
Yeah. I've definitely been in that position where I've been afraid to get into new relationships because, boy, did I have a string of stinkers.
Yeah.
And Andrea can attest.
Yeah. String of stinkers.
It was a
the Lizzie Cassidy story.
It was a tough 5 to 10.
It was a tough 5 to 10. Yeah. It was a tough 10.
Yeah.
And, so I like before I met my boyfriend, I was afraid of being in a relationship, and then I conceded, you know, just kidding. I love him. He's great. Whatever. Yeah. But then we moved in together and I got scared again.
Yeah.
And I was talking to my therapist and I was like, he was like actually like yours did. He was like, actually break down what scares you. And one of the things I mentioned was like, what if something changes in a way where I have to break up with him? And the idea of doing that to him makes me so scared and sad that I can't even think about it.
Right.
And my therapist goes, so you don't want, you're not going to be happy because you're afraid of having a hard conversation. And
right.
I was like, well, you got me there.
Yeah. Doc. Yeah. 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 For sure.
Yeah. And that's very hard. Both sides are incredibly difficult. Like, as much as I've joked about like it happening to me, I know, like, it stinks.
It
for
sucks.
Both.
Yeah. Both suck.
It's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's never good. No one's winning.
Yeah.
No.
It really stinks. And that's why I'm so excited to meet you guys.
Yeah.
Just shoot me a message.
Go to his show. Hang around after.
Union Hall, June 22nd,
hey,
for the love of God.
That's a cool Brooklyn venue.
Yeah.
Very edgy.
Yeah, girls Freckles. Down there, they got gardens.
Yeah. Oh, big time.
Yeah. Hey. And yards.
Yeah.
And yards.
And money.
And full bush.
That was the joke I was going for.
I know, but I wanted to just say it outright.
Yeah.
Girls in Brooklyn have a full bush. Steve is on camera while I'm saying this. Clean comedian Steve Rogers wants to know you and your bush.
He wants to nosedive right into that garden.
Yeah, those are his goggles.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah, it's scary.
I mean,
it is scary.
It's also like to your point of your therapist being like, oh, you want to not feel love because you're like scared of a thing.
Yeah.
Similarly, it's like, I'm like, I don't want all these bad things to define me as a human being. Because you see like a person who never tried again and they're like old and sad
and alone.
Mean and alone. And I'm like, I've got to try.
Yeah.
It's like, it's one of the things that we do as people that's so confusing where we'll decide to be alone because we're afraid of being alone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, brother, you're alone.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
Just let somebody hug you.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm not going to get too inside baseball on comedy.
That's okay.
Please.
But like,
we love playing baseball inside.
Yeah.
Can you hand me that water?
Mm-hmm. Oh, is this not all of ours?
I finished that one.
Oh, okay. That is all of ours. That's what I was trying to say.
I peed in it.
This one's going to be pee.
Yeah.
Hey. Call back to, you don't think that was on?
Yeah.
Like, it's funny that you can, actually, I'd love to get your perspective on this following thing.
Thank
you. I mean, obviously, God, it's a nightmare up here.
Hey, Steve, you're safe. It's okay.
It's so fun to see you.
Crumble.
Hey, don't let your anxiety rule your life.
Hey, next time you get scared, picture Andrea in the hat telling you you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
But like, all right, so as far as the afraid to try again, like in comedy, like we have zero fear trying something we've never said before and knowing that it could completely tank and be a horrible feeling.
In fact, we get excited about it.
We get excited about it. Why can't we? We should have that same mentality with new relationships, new experiences.
Yeah, I almost think that's why people like us do comedy.
I think
regular people are like, that's the exciting thing. That's the skydiving.
Mm.
But we're like, but this one I have control over.
Yeah, 100%. Yes.
And I have a microphone and I am safe.
And everyone loves me.
And I've done it a million times and I've always been okay after. So, like, this I can do, but that big one, I don't want to go near that one, you know?
Because I am trying to approach women in person.
I like that.
Slay.
Yeah, I love that.
And
I'll give that a slay.
Yeah. Ladies.
That's one slay on the board. But
ho, ho, ho. Yes. Yes. To all you ho ho hos.
DM me where to find you in person and I'll approach you.
Yeah.
In person.
Yeah.
But like, it's like I am competent enough after hello
Yeah.
But the beginning is absolutely so terrifying.
Oh my God. Yeah. Can I talk to you for a second?
Please.
Nightmare.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah. Hi. Yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah, but it is kind of like stand up. Like the only thing that still makes me nervous is when I realize I don't know what the first thing out of my mouth is going to be.
Yeah.
And that's it's the same as approaching someone. I'm like approaching a crowd of people and I'm like, hi. Yeah.
Have you biffed it recently?
I have. My biffs aren't that bad.
Yeah.
But there was a woman. There was a woman at my coffee shop.
Oh.
And
you got to go to an outside coffee shop.
Yeah, you can't go to the home base.
Yeah.
Well, here's my rules in my coffee shop are baristas are off limits.
Thank God.
Smart, yes.
I actually have made friends with them.
Me too.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Because I love them.
You need
them.
That.
Yeah,
it's
that.
Fun.
Yeah.
But there was a girl in there. She had a red leather jacket.
Whoa.
And I was like,
you do love like an edgy bitch.
Yeah. Yes,
I enjoy
I
that about you.
Yeah. I like edge.
Yeah.
I like someone that matches edge. My energy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the same level.
Wait, what'd you say?
I said too edge also. Probably the dirtiest thing that's ever been said around Steve.
Yeah. My fans are going to love this.
Yeah.
Show. Yeah.
He loves to hold his cum in. Anyways, what were you saying?
For a while.
Steve's been holding his cum in this whole podcast.
That's true.
He wore a diaper so he could cum at the end.
What the heck? So, wow. I gotta be honest, I don't remember what we're talking.
We're kidding. Yeah. You wore a diaper for a completely different reason.
Hold my poop in.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
So
there's a lady in your coffee shop.
Oh,
red leather jacket.
She's got a book.
Yeah.
She's got a book.
Yeah. Okay.
Clear sign, don't talk to me.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
In my opinion.
And thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Although sometimes the book is talk to me and that's confusing.
Yeah, yeah.
Going. I agree.
Yeah.
But she puts the book down and I'm like, okay, here's my window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my God, I love that feeling when you're all nervous.
You're like, this is it.
Yeah, you guys feeling?
Yeah.
I do.
I guess it makes you feel special. Yeah.
Alive.
And also, like, I'm like a hot bitch, so the answer is like almost always yes. So it's kind of fun in that way.
Wait, the answer is always yes from you?
From men. Like,
from men.
She approaches, so it's like, if I'm approaching a man, I like.
You guys are out here approaching?
I mean,
I don't really approach.
I've always loved to approach, but I'm a thrill seeking individual. But also, like, men are so horny that I'm like, it's pretty.
Yeah, you have to give me 10 or 11 signals and then I'll approach. But that's
what?
Because
like this?
Yeah. mummy.
But that's also because I'm attracted to men who approach.
Yeah.
I am. Yeah.
Like, I don't really want to date a guy I asked out.
Oh, I ask everyone out.
What are you, a baby?
Yeah, I love it.
I had
it.
To ask you out.
Yeah.
We're aware of that. We're aware that we got to do it, which I'm not against that. It's just like scary.
All right, book goes down.
Book goes down, and I.
And so do I.
I look at her, and I go, great jacket. And she.
Oh, that sucks.
Gay guy.
And then she either didn't.
Where did you buy?
Is it thrifted?
You guys are doing better than I did. So she either didn't hear me.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Did hear me.
Yeah.
Did hear me, didn't say anything. Did hear me, did say something. But I don't know. So I just said it again.
What did you say the second time?
Great jacket.
Louder. No, what did she say?
Louder.
Yeah,
and she
louder.
Goes, thanks. And I go... And I turned.
And you go, I'll be having my coffee at home today.
I turned around and went back in line. And I was just like, woof.
Big woof. Time.
Oh, man.
Hey, and I love that you're swinging.
I'm proud of you.
But like, I want to. The problem is, I think the only way to get better at it is to keep doing it. And it's just really like.
What you should have done is. Double down, came back, be like, do you have the pants to match?
Yeah.
You should have come back and been like, actually, I think it's fucking ugly, your jacket.
Actually, your jacket sucks
and you have a bad personality and you're not even hot, actually. Yeah.
And that book's for stupid
heads. I wouldn't fuck you. I wouldn't fuck you with someone else's cock.
All the things I say.
Yeah.
And
classic you.
And then she'd go, Wow.
Yeah, oh my probably. God.
You're like really interesting.
Do you have leather shorts?
That's what I do like about.
Yeah, you should have said great jacket. I have the shorts.
I have the shorts.
I have it in shorts.
Yeah. And they're red.
That's what I like about women is you guys are like easily predicted. Like, I can predict what you guys are going to do and what you like.
Yes.
Yeah, totally.
Famously, we're easy to read.
Logical.
But this, I have to take the glasses off to do this next one.
Okay. Great. Let's do it.
So, well, I'll do it at the moment that it matters.
Okay.
And if you're not watching on YouTube, fuck you.
Yeah. Fuck off.
And me as well.
Yes.
We're going to get you to say fuck by the end.
Yeah. I do have to in one of the stories.
Steve's going to come on YouTube, so...
We'll never be monetized.
Two times this has happened where a woman has, I mean, hard eye contact.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now that's a...
Yeah. That's an in.
Yeah.
That's an invitation.
Right? Here's what's wrong with me is I'm so shocked it's happening.
Yeah.
Both times, this is the look. This is the length of the look.
Okay.
All right. I'll do one for you and one for
you. Okay.
The
two I'm ready.
Great.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
You're me.
Okay.
So I was at Branded Saloon, and I walk by this table, and this girl looks
I'll
at
count.
Me.
I'm sorry. I'll count while
I
you
wanna
look.
Be you. Just give me a second. Okay, go.
Damn it. Damn it.
Okay, sorry.
I've been got.
I've been had.
They got me.
All right, reset.
You look, I'll count to prove length to the listener who refuses to open YouTube.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
I'm walking by, and this is the look.
Okay.
One, two, three. Four.
I think it was four.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the longest we've ever made eye contact.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is long. Wow.
That is
and
long.
And then I had another one. I think it was just as long.
Oh, do I get to be
you
in this
yeah,
one?
Yeah, you can be
okay,
her.
Let me be you. Oh, dang it. I don't even curse.
Yankee doodle do.
I do curse, but not in my comedy. All right, ready?
Yeah.
We were walking... By this time I'm with Tom Papa in Chicago, and we're walking to the Chicago theater, and I'm with him. Like, so I can't leave him and go talk to this woman. But we are passing each other, and this is the length of the look.
One, two, three.
I think it was three or four.
You got nervous.
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah.
You started making that face though.
I was gonna cross my eyes.
You should have just pushed Tom into traffic.
Yeah.
But
you told me about this one off mic another time, and I would argue that it's because you're two very successful comedians also walking down the street. That could have been part
I'm
of
not
it.
Being recognized on the street. And she was looking at me, not
Tom?
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like I don't know the signs of it's okay to approach you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too kind of ruined all that, huh?
Yeah, these fucking mouthy boys.
Literally, my therapist, I'm
what
talking about this.
What can I say?
I'm talking about this in therapy, and obviously, you know, Me Too's great and whatever. I was trying to make you
no,
laugh.
No, we're going to let you sit in it.
I get it.
Welcome to Girl Podcast.
Yeah.
I'm actually interested in this because you're a nice guy, and I wonder if this is fucked up men's ability to, like, understand boundaries.
Yeah, I think, well, what it's done for me is it's created more of them. Where I was talking about it in therapy. I'm like, I don't want to be on an app because I want to have to be me in real time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to be disingenuous to answer in the ways that I think you want me to answer.
Yeah.
You
are a people pleaser.
I am a people pleaser. So I'm trying to fight it. And I'm trying to be like, I have to be me. And if you don't like that, then it's clear we should just move on.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. So, I'm bringing this up in therapy, and my therapist is like, the amount of women that I see that are like would love for you to come over and talk
HIPAA
to them.
Violation.
Yeah.
Is that HIPAA?
No, it's not.
There's a lot of women like the one in this room
I did do a bit and go, and what are their time slots?
Hey.
Hungry, hungry HIPAA.
People pleaser.
Yeah.
I was sitting on that one.
Would you say
purple people pleaser? hey, crumbled.
She's like, Yeah, they want to be approached.
Yeah, yeah, I would say post Me Too. Here's my thing. You can say hello to anybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just once they express disinterest, then you leave them alone.
What if I say hello like this? Hi.
That could work. Yeah. Some women love cocaine.
Yeah, yeah,
and they'll be disappointed that you don't have any.
Yeah.
The bit was I was smelling her.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were just sniffly.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Can I smell your flowers in your garden? Garden of Eden.
I'm trying to do the
garden
comedy.
Of Eden.
Yeah.
I'm trying to meet you guys in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's you're doing well.
They can't see the face I made.
Yeah. Well, because I like, Me Too, when men are like, what can I say? I know that they're a bad dude.
Yeah.
Of course.
That's a clear barometer of like, oh, now women are.
Because what you can say is hi.
Yeah, absolutely.
Literally.
Yeah.
Like, say hi and then go from there.
Yeah, but I do think a particularly anxious
man. Or great
man,
jacket.
Or
great jacket always works.
Or it's great for the spring.
I'm gay, by the way.
I say that to keep talking to her, and I just paint myself into the gay friend corner.
Like, I'm trans.
Now I'm gay. Now I'm gay for this woman.
Now I'm gay all the time.
So many women, I've told them I'm gay. It's not working.
I've had to be platonically friends with women as a gay man for 15 years.
But what's
long
like,
con.
Yeah.
Is high really it?
Yeah, or like any version of high.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Like, hello?
How's it going?
Yeah.
How's it going?
Yeah.
How's it going? It's great.
How's it going?
Can I try?
Sure.
Can I approach
you
guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who wants to go first?
Love this.
Who wants to go first?
I do.
All right.
All right. Now I'm me and you're you, okay?
I had to look so high up my head on this fella. Yeah. All right. Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Oh, boy.
No, that's good. That's good.
That was
We're
good.
Getting somewhere. We're
that's
getting
good.
Somewhere.
You know what? And if you hit someone with a hi, how's it going? Because I'm like a very forward individual.
Yeah.
I will hit you with like a compliment back. You know what I mean? Like if someone's receptive to the hi, how's it going?
Yeah.
Especially a New York City woman. They'll be like, oh, I'm locked
Can you
in.
Show me what you just said? Can you show me what you mean?
You do the hi, how's you going?
Yeah.
How's it going?
Good. Wow, cool glasses.
Oh, right.
Like,
okay.
Boom. Yeah, like
okay.
A little joke.
Should I be complimenting first?
I don't think so.
I don't think
no,
compliment.
Yeah.
You guys don't like that.
No.
But if she
go,
says
what
that,
if I go,
then you can
it's
compliment
very gay.
Back.
Right. What if I go up to you and go, hey, you're almost, you almost did it.
Yeah.
Like, hey, great try.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, maybe with a different pair of pants. Who knows?
Yeah. All right. So I fold as soon as we get to how are you?
Yeah, yeah. I think
no,
so.
No, I think you, I think, but that's, I think it's happening because we're friends and it's weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I was in it.
Yeah.
You were dropped in?
I was in it too.
I was
okay,
dropped
try
in
on
it.
Me.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I got to come back and try again
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
Shut up.
Will
that
you marry
could
me?
It could happen.
Will you marry me? Another woman almost did it, but then she backed out in the last second.
I have a comedy special.
What do you
on
mean you're calling the police? What do you mean you're calling the cops?
I got left. I'm
all right,
alone.
I'm gonna try it one more time.
All right, all right.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Wow, you're short.
No.
But I love to climb.
That's
good.
Yeah.
And he's in.
I do think a little bit of booze helps everything.
I used to think that, but now I don't.
I
want to
do it boozeless.
I'm also like one of these annoying sober people that thinks that alcohol's poison.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But I think that booze helps for a little while, especially when you're younger, and I do know why people feel that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think overall the interaction goes better if you're not boozing.
But are you there's actually a woman outside the
door? Bring her in.
The studio. And here she is. Yeah. Outside the studio. I was like waiting before I
was late.
No, communicating. We were like figuring out what to do. She
she's out there screaming.
I took her purse. But she I wanted her information.
Yeah.
So she was walking her dog, but stopped right next to me for a second.
Oh.
And the dog didn't stop her. Like, it wasn't the dog sniffing a thing or whatever. Yeah. And then I had headphones in, but I looked and she didn't have headphones in. And I was like, oh, if I didn't have headphones in, I could
take them out.
I did. And then she had already started moving. But I'm like, do I approach women in the park? Like, where am I supposed to do this?
The park's fine.
Yeah.
Unless she's like reading and headphones in.
Right. Coffee. What if she's kissing another man?
That's fine.
That's fine. Right? Push him away.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Push him away.
I go, hold on. I just wanted to ask you.
How's it going?
Yeah. How are you?
Great jacket.
Is this guy bothering you? Oh, and I have a line for when the woman says, I don't have a pickup line.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I do have a line for when she says I
having
have a
line is great. By the way.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
you have a line if she says I have a boyfriend.
I have a line. I do have one pickup line, but it's very place dependent.
Okay.
And then I have a line for if she says I have a boyfriend. Do you want to see them in an act out?
Yes,
or do you
love that. Let's do a scene. And Andrea is a great actor.
Yes. Okay. Famously so good.
So you'll be the boyfriend one. And you're looking for clothes in a you're looking through clothes at a store.
Okay.
All right.
What are we doing first?
We'll do you first because I've already done her first.
Great. Yeah. Great. Okay. Wow, you're just doing both of us on the podcast.
Right. You can two people can message me at once.
Hey.
That's the only way. Okay. I don't know. All right.
I say, do you want to go out sometime?
Hey, do you want to go out sometime?
Oh, I have a boyfriend.
Oh, I talked to him. He said it's cool.
No,
that's fun. I like that.
Right? Great. That's a fun one.
That's great.
That's fun.
All right. But seriously, you shouldn't cheat.
Yeah.
Unless it's with Steve.
Yeah. And then it's fine.
All right. All right. You're looking through clothes.
All right. I'm flipping through jackets.
Hey, I don't work here, but if you need any help, let me know.
Great.
Yeah, that's fun.
That's
right?
So that's funny.
Yeah. Okay, great.
That would catch me so off guard in a fun way.
Yeah, and I do want a boyfriend who's going to hold my stuff while I shop.
Yeah.
But that's not what is that what I'm saying?
No, but it could be.
It could be.
If you said that to me, I'd hand you things.
Yeah. You go into the changing room and be like, can you get another size in this?
Actually, that would be amazing if she did that to me.
And you just started shopping.
And then we don't go out.
And then you have to just follow her around with her purse.
Yeah. And then I'm like, so are we like going to go out sometime? She's like, no, you just said you would help me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't just help women? You have an agenda all the time?
Yeah.
Pervert.
Pervert.
How long are we, by the way? Do we have time for another?
Oh, yeah, I should do mine. I have no idea what time we started recording.
All right. Well, let's keep rocking.
Wait, I have one. I have a pivot. We're pivoting.
We're pivoting.
I
dovetailing.
Have a respect
dovetailing.
For the segment.
Nice.
Pigeon tailing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Respectfully, I think, how do I want to phrase this?
Steve is gay.
I think Steve's gay. And okay, so I was watching Sex and the City, which I am wont to do, okay? Yep. I don't know if I used that correctly. Mm-hmm. And there's a scene where Carrie's dating Burger. Obviously, we hate him. Mm-hmm. And she says she's allergic to parsley. She tells the waiter that she's allergic to parsley. And the waiter walks away, and her boyfriend Burger goes, you're not allergic, you just don't like it. And he's mad at her for it. And I would like to say respectfully, being not liking something to the level that I don't like the foods I don't like is equal to an intolerance for it.
Yeah.
And I think we should cut people a little bit of slack. You shouldn't have to say you're allergic to something for it to not be on your plate at a restaurant. I don't like red onions. I can't eat them. If I eat a red onion, I throw up. If my boyfriend eats red onions, he has to brush his teeth before he kisses me. I don't like them. That I am intolerant to them.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have to say that I have an allergy.
Yeah.
And we should respect people who have a little thing that they don't like. Steve, you're a picky eater.
Yeah. Speak on it, queen.
As soon as you started, I was like, oh, this is the thing she said I would like.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I made Steve eat macaroni salad once, and it was the worst day of his life far.
Yuck. Yeah.
Yuck. Yeah. Yeah. Even since.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like certain things. And
pussy, mostly, because you're gay.
I'm so sorry. Keep going. I'm sorry.
I did say
you wanted to come on.
Yeah.
I did say a woman would never hurt me again.
Yeah. And then here we are.
I'm a recovering picky eater. Like, I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah. It's great, you know? But there's some things I know I don't like them.
Yeah.
And to the amount of annoying questions that follow.
Right.
That's
what I'm saying. I ask for something to not be on my food, and then they go, is it an allergy? It might as well be.
Yeah.
You should be allowed to say yes, because it just stops it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, you don't want to be dishonest. Because what if you have something where that thing is in there and you like it this way or whatever?
Yeah.
But it's like, I think for some reason people have no boundaries on what is on your plate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not even talking like vegan or vegetarian or any of that. Like, for some reason, like, obviously those get made fun of all the time. But a picky eater, I feel like you get not only made fun of, but like an actual judgment.
And people like don't believe
you. They like ridicule you.
They're like, well, you'll like it like this.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I don't.
It should be treated the same as I don't eat meat. I don't eat red onions.
Yeah.
I don't eat them. Yeah. I don't want it.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell a story now. One time, Steve and I were at, I believe, the Albany Funny Bone. And Steve...
This is a beautiful story of friendship. I love this story.
Mm-hmm. Steve ordered a sandwich that traditionally comes with mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm.
And he ordered it with no mayonnaise, which I believe, as I've stated, one should be allowed to do.
I agree.
So Steve ordered the sandwich without mayonnaise. The sandwich comes. There's something. There's a sauce of some kind on the bun. We're in a dark comedy club. You can't really tell what it is. So Steve turns to me
this is how you know I love you.
With a childlike innocence in his eyes, and explains that he can't tell if it's mayonnaise or not. And then we both sit there for probably 2 full seconds in silence. And I looked at Steve and I said, do you need me to smell the sandwich?
Yeah.
And he said, yes, and I smelled the sandwich. And I will admit to you now on microphone that I have no idea if that was mayonnaise or not.
Yeah, I don't either.
But I told you it wasn't.
Yeah, I think I wiped it off.
It's a beautiful friendship.
That was a bonding moment.
It was beautiful for both of us.
It's kind of like, one, it's a little classist, the like poo-pooing people who don't have a
refined palate
poo-pooing me. Someone who doesn't like... And also, like, there's people with, like, autism. There's people who, like, the food stuff is, like, a really big deal.
Great point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's like, yeah, their shit has to be separated and not touch. Fuck off.
Yeah.
They're going to be so uncomfortable. Like, why do you have to be like, oh, you can't handle this?
Right.
They don't want to.
And I'm not, like, a very picky eater. There's just certain things I really don't like.
Mm-hmm.
But I know people who are. And I know people who are to the point where now they don't go to restaurants.
Yeah.
Because, like... people don't respect their boundaries about food. That shouldn't happen. You should be allowed to be an adult and be like, I don't want this on my plate. Please, can I not have it? And I know there are like very fine dining restaurants where they don't do that. And you can skip those.
Yeah.
That's like, they've made it clear that they don't do that. I get that. When I go to those places, I will eat the thing I don't like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But sometimes just fucking, you're like, at an elevated Applebee's,
yes.
Work with me here.
Yes, seriously.
Your food is not an art, okay?
Yeah.
I don't fucking like pickles. Get them off the sandwich.
Yeah, yeah.
And don't put them on and then remember and take them off, because I can tell.
You can sniff it.
I can tell that you did that and now it's ruined.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to send it back because I'm a purple people pleaser.
You're a purple people pleaser. Crumbling.
And I'm crumbling.
Crumbling under the pressure.
Garden.
Yeah. No, pussy eating. Steve came in his pants. Steve short, I'm tall.
There's people I've avoided going out to certain restaurants with.
Sure.
Because they don't, for some reason, it's like, know who you are, know thyself.
Yeah.
And, but when it comes to food, that kind of goes out the window.
Yeah.
That's
where we get out our meanness.
Yeah.
We really do.
Like, you can be non-binary, but if you refuse to eat a pickle, fuck you.
Fuck
and
you.
There's people, including 2-time guest Sam Evans, that when they know you're a picky eater, they don't think you can handle anything.
Oh.
I mean, the amount of time, he's one of my best friends. The amount of times.
He just brings you applesauce.
I'm telling you, I put ketchup on something, he goes, oh, you eat ketchup. And I would go, yeah.
You know, gaga goo-goo.
And he's like, I thought you didn't do that. And I'm like,
is that spicy for you?
Because I'm a texture guy.
Yeah, me too, brother.
The texture stuff I very much respect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And certain textures can't go for it. And it literally makes me gag.
Yeah.
Same.
And what about tomatoes?
Yeah, can't do tomatoes, but I love ketchup.
Yeah.
And that's a whole thing.
Tomatoes are fucking... Ketchup doesn't taste like tomatoes.
Yeah, but that's everyone's favorite bit. Yeah.
People love to go, oh, you don't like tomatoes, but you like ketchup. They're totally different things.
Yeah.
Steve, do you love ketchup?
I love ketchup. On my fingers.
On my chicken fingers.
On my fingers.
Okay, there's a type of person... I have a family member that went through a bad divorce. Not my mom, someone else. There's a lot of struggle in terms of romantic relationships in my family.
Sure.
And sometimes when people go through a bad divorce or something like that, they go crazy with like working out or food restriction or whatever it may be. Mm. This bitch clung on to seed oil stuff for dear life.
Yeah.
And like, she was like asking the waiter at a fancy restaurant if it had seed oil. And he was like, yes, we can sub, whatever. And her kids were all like, oh, shut up, mom.
That's so annoying.
And it's like, she's having a hard time.
She's having a hard time.
Yeah.
And this is one thing that she can control.
Just let her be a bitch about the seed oil.
Let her throw money around about seed oil. That's fine.
You have to take this from her.
It's also like, every time that this happens to me, I'm like, I'm still paying the full amount.
Yeah.
For less food. Just give me what I fucking... And to bring it back to the original clip, I cannot imagine... being in a relationship with someone who would throw me under the bus like that.
Yeah.
Like, if I was out to dinner with my boyfriend and I said I was allergic to red onions, and the waiter was like, no worries at all. We can totally, let me just check to make sure that we can take it off, which is what happened in the scene. And then the waiter walked away, and my boyfriend goes, you're not allergic. I would punch him in the mouth.
You liar.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah, it is.
You have to, like, oh, that's so mean and evil.
You don't like me, then.
Yeah.
The biggest green flag in this topic with my ex and going forward that I will look for is my ex. I told her all this and she was not judgmental about it. Mm-hmm. In fact, she goes, all right, going by everything you told me, I think you should try this.
Yeah, that's great.
And then she did introduce food to me that I still like, I never was eating it. And now I eat it. And it's like someone respecting, hey, this is just a thing for me. And then being like, okay, I hear you. And not being like, well, then you, it's crazy you haven't tried this. They're like, I think going by what you don't like, you would like this.
Yes. And also I've dated guys who like, I tend to date guys who love to cook because I won't. Mm-hmm. I do not cook. Maybe I'll assemble a sandwich if you're fucking lucky, but I don't cook. I hate it and I'm bad at it. Mm-hmm. So I always date guys who can cook and then they do this thing where they're like, I made it. I'm so mean.
You're such a mean lady.
I'm
love it.
Such a mean lady.
Like, I will not.
My boyfriend does all the cooking and all the cleaning because I refuse.
Yeah, you almost did a little with that one.
But I've dated these guys who are like, well, I made it, so just try it. And they get like their ego kind of bruised you don't want to eat the thing that they made. Mm-hmm. My boyfriend in not the opposite, he does this thing. He made something the other day that had all these different components, you know? And I go, oh, yeah, like I'll have that, but without this, this, and this. And instead of being like, but I made it and you should try it. He was like, he literally looked at me and he goes, man, you're so easy to cook for.
Beautiful.
Because I want less.
Yeah.
I want nothing.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
Don't be like a baby about the fact that I don't like things. I'm doing my best.
Yeah. Right. I drink your cum. What else do you want from me?
I drink your cum and I'm nauseous all the time.
I've been sitting on that one.
Now that's seed oil.
That is. Check out Steve's special.
Yeah. Wait, we're almost done. So tell us, you had a story that you wanted to tell.
Oh, this is not a respectfully, but it
was
really fun.
But I do want you to say fuck, and I know that's in there.
Yeah.
So I was walking down 10th Avenue last night, walking back from West Side Comedy Club.
Nice.
I want to paint the picture.
Yeah. Right.
I was with Tony Deo and Taylor Yarish, and... this might be my new favorite.
Both two-time guests. Yeah. Just kidding.
I would flip out.
Three-time
guests. I don't think I've ever met Tony.
I do want to see Tony in a poop hat. Yeah. We're walking, and this might be my new New York moment, my new favorite New York moment.
I love this.
So it's a one-way 10th Ave, and it was going north.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
it always does, by the way.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't change.
They don't flip it.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, what day of the week is it? Oh, they flipped it.
They flipped it.
Classic.
and we're walking, and then we hear a cop like that's driving on the, you know how
the
they
speaker.
Get, yeah, the yeah. speaker.
This guy's a pussy.
Yeah. He saw me approaching
yeah,
a woman.
Yeah, yeah.
Three pussies. Yeah. I don't know those guys well enough, but I think it's fun.
Nice jacket. What a fun.
I think all three of us would laugh and nod yeah. if you said that. We certainly wouldn't fight back.
Yeah, yeah. So tell me about your mother.
So the first thing he goes... he's behind a car that's going about to turn the wrong way down the one way. He goes, "Buddy, you're going the wrong way."
Nice.
And then he's got the light flashing, and he goes, "You know what? Do me a favor and pull over. I don't know what the fuck you're doing."
I don't like cops, but that's fun.
Yeah, that
I
mean, is fun.
That yeah, I
want to say that to people all the time.
Yeah. That was so great.
Yeah. And can I just say, if someone said that to me, I'd be relieved.
Yeah, I'd be like, I don't know.
Because I can't drive.
Yeah.
Much like I can't cook, I refuse to drive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I used to open for people and they'd be so mad that they had to drive me to the gig. I won't drive.
I won't cook.
I won't cook.
I won't cook. I won't clean. I won't drive. And I'll barely fuck
and
you.
I love to shop.
And I love
deal
I
with
love
it.
To shop. I'm a nightmare. my boyfriend's really nice. Anyway, I don't drive. If I was doing something like that in a car, it's like that Mulaney bit where he's like, "We know we're wrong. I know I'm wrong."
Yeah,
you know.
I also don't like what I'm doing.
Yeah. I would love for somebody to be like, "I don't know what the fuck you're doing," and I'd be like, "Thank God I got to stop." Yeah. Me neither.
Oh my God.
One time I was being driven from Atlantic City to Philadelphia by my friend who came to the show to drive me because I can't drive.
Shout out Yasmina.
Thanks for the ride.
Yeah.
And we were driving back to Philly, and we were near like a toll, and there was one person who just had no idea what the fuck was going on.
Yeah.
They couldn't figure it out. They were like, and we were both pissed that like they were somehow in no lane and every lane at the same time. They kept stopping. They were holding everybody up. We were like, this fucking asshole, Jesus Christ. We passed them and it was just like a 21-year-old girl doing her best. And we both went, aw. We were like, actually, she's really trying here.
Yeah.
Like, I bet she would have loved for someone to go, "I don't know what the fuck you're doing right
now."
Oh,
yeah.
And she would have been like, "I mean either."
For me, it was the "do me a favor."
Yeah. The whole thing's great.
It's
what
really
was
good.
Was the guy a man or a woman? Did you catch a whiff of who?
I believe it was a man.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
And women can drive. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Not me, but other ones.
Yeah. And not me either, but.
Yeah. You fucking. Andrea.
Two out of two women here.
Yeah.
Andrea the other day texted me and she goes, "I'm going to take a driving lesson." And I was like, "That's great." She texted me later in the day. She goes, "I didn't know you needed a learner's permit to take a driving lesson."
I thought you could just kind of freestyle because the coach is there with you.
Fantastic.
Because he's got control of the wheel.
Fantastic.
But you can't.
How would she know? How would she know? She's never had a license.
I you got me. You got
I'm
me there.
I'm such a fucking idiot. It's like amazing.
I am surrounded by people who can't drive. And it's just, it's me, you, and my boyfriend. All of us don't know how. And it's just us being like, how do you take a train to central Pennsylvania?
No. I'm a big exit misser. I can drive, but I'll miss an exit.
You're just in daydream world?
Yeah. I'm in either daydream world or if you have me telling a story. I'm focused on the story and I'm just going by it.
Yeah.
And then I just see the GPS is telling me to do this.
You drove me to Boston once. You did great.
Yeah, I did.
Again,
and I gotta tell
I need
you,
a ride.
And I was nervous.
And he was edging the whole time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seed oil.
Yeah. Hey.
I was nervous driving.
We've driven together a couple times. I don't think you're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't come across nervous.
I'm
well,
only nervous when I screw
normal.
Up. Yeah, yeah.
Are you ever not nervous?
I'm not. I think it's like the Hulk. My secret is I'm always nervous.
See? I like that.
Are you not nervous on stage?
I'm nervous on stage, but in like, I have to get better at eye contact with the audience. Mm.
I guess anxious would be a better word because I find that a lot of us. Nervous Nellies who are anxious all the time.
Yeah.
When you're on stage, all of the outside anxiety goes away.
Yeah. Oh, that's gone. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's just, it's like a more digestible nervousness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it.
I can tell you that's why my, you know, that's the New York style is to be rapid fire.
Yeah.
But it's
yeah.
certainly because I don't want there to be silence.
Brother, yeah, I feel
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you two are that. I'm very much not that. I'm yeah. like, let's all sit in it for a while and see what happens.
I have a joke right now that requires a little bit of sitting in it.
Yeah.
And every time I start the joke, I go, here we go. Here we go. It's coming.
And, they're going to be quiet. You're saying they're all that out loud?
To, yeah. They're supposed to be quiet. Yeah, I'm thinking into the microphone. I go, you guys are going to be quiet for a little while, but you're supposed to be, and it's okay.
Meanwhile, I'm doing 25-minute act-outs, just seeing what happens.
Man.
I'm freer than anyone could ever be in that moment. I feel no pain.
Act-outs are great. If you want to see a lot of act-outs, check out Half of Me.
Half of We on Nateland YouTube. Check it out. Right. Genuinely check it out.
Yeah, genuinely.
Yeah. Tell them what like you thought of it, and tell them to check it out as well. Yeah.
We've watched it.
I loved it. I've seen it.
I love it.
And
did you guys like the part where I shouted out both of you in the middle of it?
Yeah. That was my favorite part.
That was my favorite part. I'm kind of peeved that you did all my dead dad material, but I will get over it. Congrats.
Yeah, I like the part where you said, and this next one's a Lizzie Cassidy, and then you did 15 minutes of my jokes about cum.
Yeah.
I would love to make you for a week go out and do our acts. It would be the funniest thing.
I would love to... I would need all of you there.
Yeah.
I would do everyone's dirty material. Yeah. If they were
we should do that for like your birthday.
Yeah.
If they were present, I would do it.
I would love that.
That sounds fun.
But I would need the card. I wouldn't need cards or whatever. Yeah. But
you don't need my act memorized?
Yeah. What the
Some
fuck?
Some friend.
Yeah. I memorize your whole special.
Man.
Hey everybody. I'm divorced.
It's really good.
It is really good.
I'm getting out there.
The special's really good. Watch it. It's really good.
Yeah.
It sounds like I'm joking.
Yeah, no, it's great.
Steve's a great comedian. Yeah, you should watch really it. Is.
Yeah. Thank you.
And a great guy. And slide into his DMs. Yeah.
Into them if you have freckles on your boobs.
Yeah, the
right?
freckles That's seem the, to really be resonating.
I would argue even if you don't. You
yeah,
can.
I no. Yeah. For the love of God, just message me. Yeah.
All right, Steve, it's been a journey. I love you.
I love you too.
Thanks for letting us bully you for an hour and a half or something.
It's been a while.
I feel like
for 8 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I get drunk off the amount that you let me bully you. So I'm high as a kite right now, and I really appreciate that.
I'm intoxicated.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too. Big time. All right, buddy, where can people find you? And again, where is the special?
The special is on Nateland YouTube. It's called Half of We. Steven Rogers is my name, so search that.
Yeah.
And then Steven Rogers Comedy on all social media, StevenRogersComedy.com for tour dates. If you are a New York person,
which you are,
which a lot of us are,
please. June 22nd, Union Hall. I will be doing my new act about being left.
And we might be there.
Yeah.
Please come.
We won't be there. He didn't ask us to open or anything, but we might come. Just
it's weird.
Out.
It's weird that I didn't ask you guys to open.
Because we're so similar.
Because we're so similar.
Because our styles are so similar.
We'll set the tone.
Thanks for coming, buddy.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
You are great.
Thank you.
I'm a big fan, sincerely, and I love you, and
I love
your jacket, Lizzie. Yeah. Where can they find you and follow you?
And I'm pretty neutral on both of you guys.
Yeah, sure.
God damn it! Follow me on Instagram at Lizzie Cassidy. Listen to my other podcast, Close Calls, and come to my show every Wednesday at the Gutter at 9.
Andrea Comedy 69 across all platforms.
Hello.
Hello. And for the love of God, I did so many act outs
you
on this
better
episode.
Get on the fucking YouTube.
Get on the YouTube.
Say fucking.
Get on YouTube
you know
to
what?
Watch Steve Crumble.
I'll say this. If a bunch of people get on your YouTube, I will send in a video of me saying it.
Nice. Yeah. Great. Oh, okay.
And also one of you edging as well.
I'll make a face like this.
Yes.
Subscribe to the YouTube.
Is that what
Follow
they do?
Us, whatever.
Respectfully Podcasts.
Love
Good night,
ya,
folks.
Bye.
Goodbye.